From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. The wrangling over where to put David Beckham's new Major League Soccer stadium now includes another group, the Biscayne Bay Coalition, and it argues filling in any part of the bay is a major concern. Laura Reynolds represents the Tropical Audubon Society.
There's only so much of Biscayne Bay that we do have, that the utility of the aquatic preserve should be water-dependent uses. And a soccer stadium really doesn't fall into that category. In addition, it violates sort of public trust in that this is state land. It's sort of a land giveaway, if you will, for a use that maybe the public wouldn't vote for. If it went to referendum, would we vote for this use? We feel that protecting the Biscayne Bay Aquatic Preserve is just as much of an economic driver and a tourist destination, if you will. And we need to consider that and balance that in all the decisions that we make.
And the Biscayne Bay Coalition is going to try to do what to see if that can happen?
We are moving a letter this evening to the mayor's office for consideration. We plan on bringing this information to the governor and cabinet meeting, which is going to have the issue of filling aquatic preserves on that agenda on May 13th.
Laura Reynolds with Tropical Audubon. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy?